From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, 10 years on the air and 10 years on target, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 2, the top of the hour. In the previous hour, the first round of new spots, I've been talking about this now for a bunch of weeks. You know, it's not a surprise, but Bursa has jumped in as a partner with Armed American Radio now, and we're thrilled to have them. So what I'm going to do for you right now here at the top of this hour, before I go to gunbroker.com and a really, really fun few segments with Patricia Huff as we cover some of the best sellers in December of 2019, you're really going to love it. We've got a good hour planned for you. Let me put it that way. I'm going to introduce to you now, and this has been a lot of fun, a long time coming, and it's Rafael Del Valle from Bursa. Rafael, welcome to the program, man. Let's just jump right in. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. How you doing, buddy? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, my friend. So glad to have you here. We got the new spot for you guys running. We're going to be doing a lot of really fun things together over the course of the year. I can't wait. And I want to thank you and everybody at Bursa for jumping in here and supporting Armed American Radio in some trying times, man. I appreciate it very much, and I know my listeners do as well.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to working with you guys and to participate in any way we can, and it's a pleasure.
And you know something fun too, you're also a pretty good friend with a pretty good friend of mine and my listeners over the years, and that would be Rob Pincus. So methinks we're going to kind of do some really fun stuff as a unit from time to time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've known Rob a long time, as I know you have, and you know, he's a good guy, and look forward to, you know, doing some fun stuff with him throughout the year.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And I thank you very much for jumping in here with me today, too. Listen, you can't talk Bursa without hearing thunder, okay? That's just, when people
That's
hear
right.
Bursa, they hear thunder, right? So let's talk a little bit about the advent of that gun and what it means to Bursa, because to me, that is Bursa. Am I mistaken?
No, I mean, obviously, that's the iconic gun that when anybody that knows about anything about Bursa, when they that's the first thing that comes to mind is the Thunder 380. It's been around for a long time. It's a design that's gone through, you know, some changes, but it's still, you know, the same Thunder 380. It's recognizable. It's well known. I think in 2019 we sold the 1 millionth Thunder 380 in the United States. So it's been a gun that I like to say has legs, right? It just continues to sell, and it's a great quality gun at a great value to the consumer, and it just keeps on ticking.
Yeah, it is great. I'm going to talk a little bit about it in some detail, but before I do it, let me tell you what I love so much about the gun. The Bursa Thunder 380 feels like a gun. It feels like a gun should feel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I hate to say old school anymore, but it's got a metal aluminum frame now.
Right.
It started as a steel frame, but we've gone to the alloy or aluminum frame on it. It's a double action, single action, as opposed to a striker fired. It has external safeties, and you know, so it's funny to think about that as an old school type gun, but it has all those things that have kept it as a viable option for years and years and years.
No doubt about it. And, you know, if you go, because the price point at MSRP is about $300. I think it's right around $300.
No, MSRP is right around $300. You know, now in the age of shopping for guns online and stuff, it's really brought prices down, which is great for the consumer. But I'm seeing them out there sometimes on sale as low as $249.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. They're, so, okay, but if I find one for $249, I'll tell you what, I'm going to jump all over it. But clearly, seriously, that's a really good price for when I know George the Mad Ogre Hill, my firearm expert on the show for years. You know George absolutely loves the Thunder, loves the Bursa Thunder, and has nothing but high praise for it. We're going to have to get him on here sometime and talk about these things with you live on the radio.
That'd be great.
But you go from the Thunder series, the Get in the Gun Thunder series, and then you jump to the Thunder Combat. You're only talking about another $10 to $15 in retail. Then you want to go up to the Plus series, and that's a beautiful gun. The Thunder Plus is gorgeous, and it runs right around $360, $370. And if you want to get new school, if I'm going to call any of the Bursa line new school, it's going to be the BP series or the TPR series, right?
Yep, absolutely. The TPR series is really the newest thing that Bursa's come out with. But, you know, quite honestly, and you can tell when you see the gun, it's really an evolution of the Thunder Pro series that have been around for about 15, 20 years, something like that. But in the TPR series, they took the Thunder Pro, which had been the sidearm of the Argentinian National Police for years, and they asked for new features and they asked for more modern things. So, you know, they took the old Thunder Pro, they modernized it, they lightened the slide, they improved the trigger tremendously, which I didn't think could be done, but the trigger on these new guns is unbelievable.
Wow.
And, you know, the ergonomics will change a little bit. They put a mil-spec rail on it. So, you know, it's a natural evolution of the old Thunder Pro series. The BP series has been out for, now about 8 or 9 years, but that was the Bursa's first foray into the polymer-framed striker-fired type pistol. And, you know, it's gone through its little evolutions, which we haven't made a big deal about, but if you look at an original BP and you look at one that they're producing now, you can see some, cosmetic differences and things like that. But a really, really amazing pistol. People that have shot the BP will put it up against, you know, any other of those compact single stack striker fired 9mm out there. It's really, really, really a nice gun.
Well, yeah, so the TPR, the Thunder Pro, is that's the Argentinian police force gun, right?
Yeah, the TPR is the Argentine National Police gun. There's a few other branches of the police down there that are using it. I believe the Coast Guard has.
Okay.
Now there's countries all over that are starting to. I know there's been some activity in Bangladesh with some of their national police. Excuse me, I'm getting over that a little bit of a cold, so my voice kind of goes in and out. But I know there's a bunch of police forces in Peru, in Brazil, in Bolivia, and in some of the countries in Central America that have the TPR series as their sidearm.
And you guys go all the way up to the Thunder XT. I mean, so you can get up close to $1,000 in the Bursa line. And the fun thing for me is I get to be at the shows and I get to handle all these guns, you know, and I'm looking forward. We'll be seeing you out at SHOT Show in just another 2.5 weeks, I guess, from now, if you can believe that.
Show season is upon us.
It is upon us, and it's going to go through the spring. It really truly is. But one thing I want to point out to the listeners, if you've never thought of a Bursa before and you need to, the price point on these guns is outrageous. I mean, you get into that Thunder Pro series at around $479. That's MSRP. You can probably find those guns at $425, $440, $450
in retail. I bet you can find a TPR out there for about $400.
See, that's huge, man, to get that much gun. That's a 17+1 in 9mm. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's just going off the top of my head.
That's correct. That is correct. And then the compact TPR comes in 9mm and in 45 as well.
Yeah, and the price point, listener, if you want a whole bunch of gun that's loved by the Mad Ogre, this is it. It really, truly is. Yeah. It really, truly is.
Well,
something that's cool about – yeah, go ahead, Rafael.
Yeah, no, what I was going to say, the cool thing about the TPR, and it's the new TPR and GPRC, which is the compact version, that people, if you haven't put one in your hand and felt the trigger on this thing, the double action pull is smooth. The single action pull is unbelievable. But the reset on that trigger is like nothing else that I've felt out there in a double action, single action gun.
Which exact model are we talking about here? Which one?
what they did is they took the trigger from the XT, which is the competition gun,
right,
and put it into these more service grade weapons, and it's just unbelievable.
Well, you know that XT. Believe it or not, Rafael, we're almost out of time. So I'm going to have to ask you on live radio. You're coming back, right? You're going to come back on the show multiple times.
Mark, I'll come back anytime you want me to, buddy.
Fantastic. I'm going to leave it at that. Rafael Del Valle from Bursa, thanks for jumping in with us today. Thanks for partnering up with Armed American Radio, man. Looking forward to working with you, and I'll see you at the show in just a couple weeks. Armed American Radio. We'll be back,
man,
with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. We've got a lot of fun stuff to cover with you. We'll be talking about a whole bunch of really cool guns, top sellers for December 2019. So make sure to stay right where you are. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lenslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit lenslingerswhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, as promised. Patricia Huff, gunbroker.com. You hear the gunbroker.com studios lit up every single day on the Daily Defense. Patricia's in the studio with us today. Patricia, how are you? Happy New Year. Can you believe it is 2020 and here we go again?
Hi, Mark. Happy New Year to you. It's 2020 into a new decade, right?
Isn't that crazy? You know, I've been talking about this over the week. What I thought is interesting, I remember the millennium, and I remember thinking to myself, I was getting ready to go down with my wife and another couple that we were friends with to celebrate down in Naples, Florida. And I remember thinking, wow, I'm going to be 38 that year.
Uh-huh.
And here we are 20 years past that already. It seems
that's
like
right.
Yesterday.
Yep. I know.
Did it fly as fast for you as it did for me and others?
It sure did. It's where did all that time go?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. So you know what? Let's go to top selling guns. Now, this is just for December. The next time we chat, we're going to have something for the year, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. They're still working on compiling the list.
All right, gunbroker.com and gungenius.com. Now, I want to let you know, listener, I'm at gungenius.com right now. You can do the same thing. If you're in front of a computer, follow along. Gungenius.com. And Patricia, what they'll do is they'll scroll down to the bottom of the page, right?
That's right.
And on the left-hand column, they're going to see top selling. Click on top selling if you're following with us, if you want to do that, or if you want to do it after the fact. Click on top selling. Then up in the top left of the screen, you'll see new and used. You can toggle back and forth with us. That's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to cover the top guns, new and used, for December. This is not the year. This is for December from gunbroker.com. Let's get started. Let's start with number one, new, SIG P238. No shocker there.
Yeah, it's definitely not a shock. The SIG Sauer P238 is a compact 38 caliber single action pistol. And so you probably already know this, but it's modeled after the M1911, similar to the Colt Mustang. And, you know, this is really a great choice for personal protection.
I have a SIG P938, and I love the gun. The action in it is wonderful. Let's go to used. Browning High Power was the number one. Again, not a shock here. This is one of the most trusted pistols made.
Right. Again, yeah, the Browning High Power is a single-action semi-automatic handgun. And it's available in 9mm and 40 calibers, and it's one of the most widely used military pistols in history. It was based on a design by John Browning, but Browning died several years before the design of the High Power was actually finalized.
And it is it's a top seller. It always is. Not surprised to see it on the list. Now we're going to move over to revolvers. We're going to go to revolvers. This is the new, and this is the number one seller for December at gunbroker.com. And again, not a shock at all. One of the most popular pistols on the market. It is the what?
Smith & Wesson M&P Bodyguard 38.
It's a classic right out of the box.
Yeah, it is. So this 38 delivers personal protection in a really easy to carry, comfortable platform. It's lightweight and simple to use. And while it's targeted for law enforcement agencies, the M&P is also widely available for the commercial market.
And that was the new, right? That was the new.
That was a new one.
Okay, so let's flip over. Listener, if you're following with us, we're going to flip over to the used revolvers, number one. And again, not a shock at all. Again, it like the Browning, it's a trusted pistol. It's the Ruger Blackhawk, a classic. Again, another classic.
Yeah, these are number one for a reason. The Blackhawk is a six-shot, single-action, cowboy-style revolver, and it comes in a variety of calibers and barrel lengths and grips and finishes. It virtually guarantees that there's a model that will meet the needs of any of today's single-action shooters.
I have to drop to number two on this list briefly for a second because, as you know, it's my favorite revolver of all time, and it's the Colt Python came in number two, listener.
That's right.
And if you were listening... Go ahead.
I'm kind of surprised it wasn't number one, but yeah, it's close second.
We're going to deviate here. We're going to take as much time as we need with Patricia on this. And I got to tell you, I was talking with Dave Workman on the Friday Daily Defense program from the GunBroker.com studios, and we spent a significant amount of time talking about the Colt Python because it's being re-released this year. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, I have spoken to my dealer, and I have one on order. So I don't know yet whether it's going to be in royal blue or whether it's going to be in stainless. We don't know that yet, but I'll do either one of them. So I just wanted to tease that, Patricia. I'm getting one of those.
The
new 2020s,
great.
You know, the brand new one. Wow. Okay. So I said that. Okay. There we go. Let's toggle back over because I've wanted one of those things for so long. And you guys have got so many of them. If you want one of these Colt Pythons or if you want the Ruger Blackhawk, gunbroker.com. Check it out. They're all over the place. All right. Now we're going to go down to, rifles, right? New semi-auto rifles.
Yes.
This, again, none of these are a shock, listener. None of these are. These are all top sellers. Go ahead with the semi-auto rifles in new category for December 2019.
Yeah, so it's the Ruger AR-556, which is an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle introduced in 2009. And it's one of several 21st-century AR-15 rifles to use gas piston operation. And the best part of the Ruger AR-556 is that Ruger has kept the price very reasonable by using really smart manufacturing processes.
You know, in the used rifle category, I've had one of those Rugers, too. I actually traded that in. I don't know why I did. That was a while back.
You can get another one.
There's nothing. See, that's the excuse to get another one. Go to gunbroker.com and buy this one, you know. And they're all over the place, by the way, on gunbroker.com. How many auctions are we looking at now per day?
Oh, gosh, there are a million items listed on gunbroker.com every day.
It's crazy. I get emails from listeners all the time. Hey, thanks for bringing me back over there. I didn't have any idea. Thanks for taking my lunch hour now. Because like me, I just go and I scroll through what's over there. I mean, that's how I spend my lunch. I'm sick and tired of looking at news sites, and this is just too much fun. The used rifle is something that I don't have, I should have, and I think everybody should have. This is like a 1911, and no handgun, no safe, Patricia, is filled or is complete without a 1911 handgun, I believe. And in this case, for the rifle, I don't think any safe is complete without a Springfield M1 Garand, and that's number one.
Yeah, so M1 Garand is a 30-06 caliber semi-automatic rifle, and it was a standard issue for U.S. servicemen during World War II and the Korean War. It also saw some limited service in the Vietnam War. Most M1 rifles were issued to U.S. forces, but, you know, hundreds of thousands of them were also provided as foreign aid to our allies. And, you know, the M1 rifle was the first standard issue semi-automatic rifle in military history.
It dominates every war movie made, okay, because it dominated in the wars that we fought. And they're around and you can buy them. Do you know what the price, do you know what the selling price of that is? I don't mean to catch you off guard. Any idea?
Oh, no, you're not catching me off guard at all. I saw them starting at $500.
$500, okay, and reasonable. And you can find them in gun shops. You can, but they're all over Gun Broker. Go get them. They're there. Something else I've got to add to my safe, and I've been meaning to for quite some time. We're getting ready to take a break. So what I'm going to tell you is when we come back, we're going to move over to bolt action rifles, new. And I'll just tease that it's not a shot. It's not a shock. We may deviate. I may go down to 2 and 3 on some of these lists because I'm surprised that some of them didn't make it. We're talking with Patricia Huff, gunbroker.com, here on the Monster Cast. Happy New Year. We'll be right back after this. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To
hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. I'm talking with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. And Patricia, before I come back to you, let me mention real quick, you know, we were just talking during the break. Earlier in the week, I had bought these two energy drinks, and I didn't realize, and I saw these things for $2 for $5, and I didn't realize when I popped open the top of it and I took a sip, it was sour apple. It was really, really tasty. It had 300 milligrams caffeine per serving, and there were two servings per can. I thought I was like, uh-oh. Ruh-roh, put that thing away. I did take a sip of it, though, Patricia, and it tasted really good, but then I had to throw it away because that was way too much caffeine. The point that I'm making is, go ahead.
I can't do caffeine like that. I would not sleep for days.
Oh, no, I'd have been in the hospital. I'm so glad that I saw that on the can, and then I noticed a little warning down at the bottom, not for caffeine sensitive and, you know, not recommended for anybody under 18 years old. I think it may have been 16. I can't imagine giving a 16-year-old kid a drink like that. And no. Sending them off to school. But nonetheless, that reminded me, as we were coming back into the break, Defender Coffee. you can drink Defender coffee from our sponsor and wake up and taste good and not have to worry about that much caffeine and still keep yourself awake. Support our sponsors, DefenderCoffee.com. We're just thinking about that because we were talking about it during the break. All right, Patricia, we have, this is a really, really fun list. I really enjoyed the previous segment. We're going to go to bolt action rifles now. And the first one on the list is the Ruger American Rifle, 100% American made from Ruger, right?
That's right. The Ruger American Rifle, it's a family of budget level, you know, hunting, sporting, bolt action, centerfire rifles. And, you know, they have a receiver made from 4140 chrome moly bar stock and have a hammer forged barrel with a blue black oxide finish. And they come mounted onto a black polymer composite stock. So I am a sucker for bluing. We have talked about this yes. many times. I love the bluing, but you can get the Ruger American Rifle in stainless steel if you want them.
Hey, real quick, I don't think we told the audience this yet, but the day after Christmas, you and I were at the range with the AR.
We were.
How much fun did you have with that thing?
So much fun.
Yeah. Have you broke down in Baldwin yet?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It'll be delivered to my FFL on Monday.
Absolutely outstanding. Congratulations.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Yes,
we'll bring you back on to talk about that. I'm glad I played a role in that, by the way, too.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. That was the day after Christmas. That was cool. All right, let's go to used bolt action rifles. Again, nothing on this list shocks me at all, but the Remington 700, another classic.
No, this is obviously not a surprise. You know, the Remington 700 started manufacturing this model of bolt-action centerfire rifles in 1962. And, you know, like some of these other, you know, guns that we've been talking about, there are many variants of the 700 series. And the 700 series, well, for example, there are various magazine configurations, like a blank magazine with no floor plate, a conventional magazine with a detachable floor plate, and a detachable box magazine. So you can really find all kinds of different variations for your preferences with the Remington 700.
Yeah, it's a classic. Now, one of my favorite categories of rifles. I don't have this rifle. I have shot this rifle. And I love it, and I don't have it. I mean, I wish I could have everything that I've shot, or I wish I could have everything that I see on this list that makes your mouth water. But the action on this gun is a classic, and it reminds me a lot of the Henry. It does. They're both very, very smooth
right.
actions. And this is the Marlin 1895. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the Marlin 1895 Big Bore collection is chambered for .45-70 government, and it's the strongest level action rifle that you can really find. It's available in various finishes and textures, ranging from like black walnut to laminated hardwood. You can get it in stainless steel or bluing. I love the bluing. Mm-hmm. And you can get the model 1895 with 4, 6, or 9 shot magazines.
Now, the next lever action I do have. And there's a funny story behind how I got it, but I really can't tell it over the airwaves because it's embarrassing. Let's just say I was in Walmart for a particular reason because I was having a medical procedure later during the day. And I had to pick something up at Walmart before I went to have the medical procedure. And I had been looking for the Winchester Model 94 for weeks. And if you remember, Winchester was going out of business, quote, these were the last ones with the markings from New Haven, Connecticut. Do you remember that?
Right.
It was a number of years ago. You couldn't find when they were flying off the shelves. I had called gun dealers all over the country. And I forget what year it was. Listener, I apologize. If you know what it was, remind me, markatarmedamericanradio.org. But nonetheless, I couldn't find the gun anywhere, and I wanted one. I had to have it because it's such a classic. And I went in to get this stuff from the sporting goods part over at Walmart, believe it or not, before I went to the doctor, and there was one on the shelf. I could not believe it. I said, dude, is that a Winchester 94? He goes, yeah, it's the last one we got. He said, that people have been buying them like crazy. He says, I don't know if we have the box. I said, I'll take it right now, right now. And I bought it. I paid less than $300 for the gun, and I have a Winchester Model 94, and I got it brand new at Walmart, that fluky deal. Tell us about it, because it's gorgeous. I love it.
Such a great story. The Winchester Model 94, it's basically an 1894, but made after 1964, right?
Right.
And the 1894 rifle became one of the most famous and popular hunting rifles of all time. And it was the first rifle to chamber the smokeless powder round, which we now obviously call 30-30. The difference is that Model 94 has an alloy receiver instead of a steel receiver, and people are more likely to actually shoot the 94 and collect the 1894.
You know, the rumor is that more deer have been taken across the United States with the Winchester Model 94 than any other rifle ever made.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any way to quantify that, but that's the rumor, is what Doc Holliday would say. And I don't doubt that at all. I would think that is. Now, it's interesting because the action on that gun, you know, I'm just nothing against the Model 94, but the action on it is not near as smooth as the Marlins or the Henrys. And it's noticeable, but it is such a classic gun. If you don't have one, I would highly recommend you get one. Let's move over to new pump action rifles. Again, nothing shocking on any of the top five, but the Remington 7600 is leading the pack here.
Yeah, the 7600 series is really a progression from the original model 760 pump action rifle, which Remington produced from 1952 to 1981. But the current version of the 7600 began production in 1987 and has been around for quite a while now.
Yeah, it's a beautiful gun. We're going to move back over to, we've got about a minute and a half, so we're good to go here. Pump action rifles, used Remington Model 12. Again, nothing shocking whatsoever.
Yeah, the Remington Model 12 is a .22 caliber slide action, solid breech, handleless takedown side ejection rifle. It was designed by John D. Peterson, and the Remington 12 was produced between 1909 and 1936.
A great varmint gun, by the way. Great,
yeah, that's
varmint
right.
Gun. That's why I believe that's probably why that's on the list. That's not surprising,
right.
Again. Just to go back, I'm going back to new now. The 7600 was leading the pack there. Because we're going to take a break in about a minute, let's go through a couple of these other ones here. The Remington 12 was in number two. The 7600 carbine was in third, and the Remington 14 was in fourth, and then the Henry was in fifth. So you had four Remingtons leading the charge, right, with the Henry behind it. I thought that was a little unusual. I don't know if that's something you've seen
at Gunbook
or not.
If you remember the last time we did this category, there were Remington was all over it. We had tons of Remingtons, if you remember.
Both new and used.
I can't say I'm surprised. New and used. So I'm not surprised by this at all.
We did flip-flop back and forth amongst some of those. Now, the next category is going to be the single-shot rifles. And I can't say that this gun is surprising to me or not. I'm not familiar with it, but it's the Traditions Outfitter G2.
Yeah, the Outfitter G2 rifle is a break-action single-shot cartridge rifle. And it's a center-fire rifle that's a really good choice for whitetail and large game hunting. It has a 22-inch Lothar Walther barrel, and the Outfitter G2 is lightweight, easy to carry, and it's extremely accurate.
When we come back, we're perfect timing, Patricia. Thank you for that. When we come back from this break, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to move over to the used single-shot rifles. Now, keep in mind, we are covering just December 2019. We have a list that will give us for the full year coming up on a subsequent show. We'll be right back. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm having a great time with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. You hear the Daily Show from the GunBroker, I'll get that out, GunBroker.com Studios every single day somewhere across the country. And I'm going to ask you now to please support all of our sponsors. Wait till you see what we've got coming up in 2020. I know I've been saying that, but you're now hearing Bursa on the show if you were listening in the first hour. Bursa Firearms with us, Eagle Imports. So make sure to check out Bursa, North American Arms, Ledslinger's Whiskey, Car Arms, GunBroker.com, Defender Coffee, Crossbreed, Ammo Land, Emerson Knives, and more. We'll talk about more them and more as we progress through the remainder of the program today as well. Let's go back to Patricia Huff. Patricia, we're going to move through this list fairly quickly here. I'm having so much fun talking about the gun, so you got to slow me down a little bit, or maybe speed me up. I'm getting a little bit slow. Single shot rifles. Again, the Ruger number one, nothing shocking at all.
Yep, a single shot rifle with a Farquharson style internal hammer falling block action. The Ruger number one was introduced in 1967, and Leonard Brownell actually commented about his work on this Ruger. He said, there was never any question about the strength of the action. So that's a pretty strong statement.
That is a pretty strong statement. Let's move quickly down to shotguns. We're going into semi-auto shotguns now,
And this Arms Corps Rock Island Armory VR-80 is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, just the aesthetics of it is beautiful. This is a beautiful firearm. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the VR-80 was developed by Arms Corps, and it's an AR-style 12-gauge magazine-fed shotgun. It has a number of great features, and, you know, we always talk about this because I'm left-handed. I love that it has ambidextrous controls.
Yeah, I had fun watching you shoot the AR-15. But
yeah,
you shoot
right-handed, though.
You shoot right-handed, and that's what I mean. Was that uncomfortable for you?
A little bit. Okay. A little bit.
All right, well, you have plenty of time to practice now.
That's
with your
right.
new AR-15 coming. Semi-auto shotguns used, the Remington 1100, an absolute classic.
It is a classic. It's a gas-operated semi-automatic shotgun, and it's popular among sportsmen. It was introduced in 1963 as the successor to the Model 58 and 878 gas-operated shotguns, and it's really ushered in the era of successful and reliable gas-actuated auto-loading shotguns.
In the essence of time, I'm going to switch over to pump action shotguns really quick.
Now, this is
the new category. And this one, I'll explain in just a second, but it's the Mossberg 500. Not surprised to see it at the top of the list, but I'll make a note after we hear your explanation. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the 500 series comprises varying models of hammerless repeaters that share the same basic receiver and action. And again, this is another shotgun that comes in all kinds of different configurations, barrel length, magazine capacity. So you can really find the one that's right for you.
Here's the note that I wanted to make on this list. This is really cool. You got the Mossberg 501, not a surprise. Remington 870 right below it. Boy, those could interchange easily because that 870 is so classic. And then right below that, you got the Mossberg 590. And then right below that, you got the Remington 870 Express. And then to round it out in spot number five, is the Kel-Tec KSG. And I remember at SHOT, the lines wrapping around the Kel-Tec booth when that gun was introduced. I actually have one of the original models that was then remanufactured so it would chamber the rounds better. But I have one of the originals. That's a pretty cool list right there. Did you want to comment on that? Because you got Mossberg, Remington.
But you know what? I will segue into used because the Remington 870 is number one on the used list
there
for pump-action shotguns. And you know, it was a popular pump-action shotgun widely used by the public for sport shooting, hunting, and self-defense. And it's also used by law enforcement and military organizations worldwide.
So no shock, really, on those at all, you don't think?
No, not at all.
Yeah, and I thought it was neat to see the Mossberg Remington on the new. Okay, now let's go to single-shot shotguns. Connecticut Valley Arms. That's a gun, the Connecticut Valley Arms. You don't hear a lot about it, but they're fantastic firearms. You've been around for a long time.
Yeah, they are. And the CVA Scout 12-gauge is a great value for your dollar as a single-shot hunting shotgun. The CVA Scout 12 is made for shooting rifled slugs. And, you know, if for a child's first beer gun, this is a pretty good choice.
Yeah, not bad. And then the used, we got to move fairly quickly, H&R 1871 topper.
Yeah, the 1871 features a double white bead sighting system and a 30-inch ventilated rib barrel with an extended stainless steel IM trap choke. The cast frame is coated with electroless nickel, giving the gun an attractive, eye-catching, and really like a custom look.
Let's go to the over-unders. These are gorgeous. And, oh, boy, I see these up at the mountain all the time. The Browning Satori is gorgeous.
Yeah, and so this is not going to be a surprise to you. The Browning Satori is also the number one used.
Right.
And it's, you know, one of the most famous over-under shotguns ever. It hit the market 40 years ago or so, and the over-under Satori has won all kinds of awards. It's manufactured in a wide variety of models and styles, great for enthusiasts of clay games such as trap, skeet, and sporting clays.
Yes.
And also great for upland hunting, waterfowl, and other birds.
Wildly popular gun, but not for the faint of heart in the wallet either.
No, it's not, but I did see them this morning starting at $305.
Really? Wow, that's cool. And then number two on that list, by the way, is the Browning Satori 725, and then the Synergy number three coming in. So and then you've got the classic at number five, the Beretta, the Silver Pigeon. Okay, let's go side by side because that covered new and used. Side by side, what do we got first on this one?
New Stoer Coach Gun. It makes a distinctive statement for cowboy action shooters for sure. And while it's suitable for bird hunting, clay target shooting, or home defense, it's primarily designed for cowboy action shooting. And as the name implies, it's a coach-style shotgun similar to those used to defend stagecoaches in the Old West.
Winchester 22 is side-by-side in the used.
I'm surprised to see this on the list because the Winchester 22 is kind of rare. It was only produced in 1975 for the European market as an alternative to the Model 21. And it's unique. It's a unique side-by-side with incredible craftsmanship. The only thing I can think of is somebody is trying to liquidate some old stock.
Wow.
Because this thing is kind of hard to find sometimes.
On the Winchester Model 22. That's good to know. That, do you know how many of them were manufactured? Do we have any idea?
No, I don't know how many were manufactured, but we sold about 60 of them last month.
60.
60, 60. From Gunbar,
do we know what the price was? Any price point on them?
You know what? I looked for them this morning and didn't see them. So this is the second time this thing has been on our list, and I think somebody's just like every other month or something loading them into the market. So I don't know. I don't know what it went for.
Yeah, because obviously somebody, well, I don't know. Do you think there was some kind of dump over at Gunbroker where somebody was unloading them just to get rid of them?
That's the only thing I can think of.
That's interesting. I didn't know that about the Model 22. Good to know. Hey, guess what? We're about done, I think.
Yeah.
And that means the timing was absolutely perfect. You're going to fight your cold. You're at the tail end of yours. I'm at the tail end of mine. So we both got colds. That means we go into SHOT Show with some immunity, and we don't have to worry about coming back out with the crud. Patricia Huff, gunbroker.com. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. I'm looking forward to going out on the range with your new AR-15 in the very near future. Armed American Radio's, we're going to do it. MonsterCast will continue at the top of the hour. You know the routine. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Now, don't forget, we've got great new sponsors out here. Bursa Firearms, North American Arms, Car Arms. Support them all. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Don't go away here on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.